And was over in the church at Moore, Oklahoma. My hair is high and lifted up there. So in the water tower. And I told my little band one night, I said, why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Question has been asked. Answer's up to you. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? That's all it takes to have a good camp meeting. That's all it takes to have a good service. I have seen services where I said, I don't hardly how that worked like that. But it did, and the reason it did, the Lord was in it. Now, I'm not here to fool anybody. I couldn't fool these brothers. It's been on the way for years. You can't all fool them fellas. Them sisters. But I would like to see the Lord do what He wants to do. He has asked me a few times in the 49 years, why didn't you do what I told you to? You got scared, didn't you? You was afraid of the people. You believe the Lord's alive? There's no use having a camp meeting if your God's dead. I may not even take a text while I'm here. I took a few of them. I wish I hadn't ever fooled with them. Hallelujah. I was home a few months ago, and I picked up Jerry Back's little paper. On the back of it was his daughter's picture. I wouldn't have known her if I'd have met her in the road. And a spirit spoke to me and said, now when you go to L.L. Collins in several weeks from now, you take her an offering at that meeting. And you interview her mother. You get her on the platform and talk with her about the work in Romania where her girl is. And her husband, David, the Romanian preacher she's married over there, fine boy. And you interview her mother. So about the fourth or fifth night, we finally got started. The Lord is so good to me. I told him if he'd heal me, I'd do my best. And if L.L. didn't ask me to preach day and night in that meeting, and I just got up where I had strength to kind of do something, preached an hour in the day and an hour at night. That wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. And the night came when we had the seats all set out, the chairs and a bunch of people. Pretty big old building. You've been there, and you can put a bunch in there when you have to. And they was all in there. And the Lord said, this is the night. L.L., I said, would you not take me an offering tonight and let me take someone else an offering? He said, do what you feel like. Jerry Back was sitting here beside Brother Huff, and I said, Brother Back, is your wife here? Said the third seat from the back, Brother Moore. I'm just telling you this to let you know that God is not dead. I got her up there, and I wouldn't have known her if I'd met her in the road. I wouldn't have known. But I interviewed her and asked her about the girl's work in Romania and took an offering. And after church, out in the kitchen where we'll go after a while, the Lord willing, I met her and Brother Back, and she said, Brother Moore, did you know my girl? You didn't know, but my girl is to have a child. Oh, I said, I see now. And she wants it to be born in America. Make a lot of difference for that little child to have it born in America. Yeah, yeah. We in Romania, on her face to the floor, a young lady said, Lord, would you put it on somebody's heart somewhere in the world to send me the money to go home on. I took her an offering, and sent it to her, and at Dayton, Ohio, the other day, she was there, Mitch, in the meeting with her husband and their baby. The baby's picture. And she handed me this card. Brother Moore, this is a little blessing from God. Paul, they named him Paul. We've certainly enjoyed our visit home with the saints and family. Our faith was certainly strengthened knowing the circumstances through which we were helped to come home. Brother Moore, we want to tell you how big God is. The enveloped mother carried to us had the amount written on the outside by someone from the Hamilton Church, $1,127. Debbie's ticket home was $1,127. I didn't do that. The Lord can count, and He will, when He writes up to people that this and that man was born there. God knew that Mama called me Rusty. God knew that Mama called me Rusty. Years and years ago, when just a mean boy, mean as a snake, if a snake's mean, my speech arts teacher said, Lester, someday you'll do a great work. If I've done anything to offend you, I ask your forgiveness. My mouth dropped open. I didn't know what in the world she meant. I was mean as a snake. She could see. Now, if we could just get close enough for the Lord to do what He wants to do here, if it worked like He wants to work. This morning I preached in a little church on, my God shall supply all of your need. Not your want. That's what's the matter now. We got the wants and needs mixed up. Your needs. Spiritual and financial. He can take care of it. Way over there where you had to drive, travel for miles and miles to even get to airport. You could even try to get out of the country. God heard that girl praying. And He paid that to the dollar. That's the way it was when He bought me that new car. A lady in my church said, look, I may not use my message tonight. I may talk tonight and preach tomorrow night, Neil. But a lady in my church, you know Pauline Edwards, great woman. She said, Lord, I'm tired of hearing Brother Moore having to make car payments. Give him a new car. Well, I said, Lord, you know I wouldn't be angry if you don't. But for her sake, answer that. Well, I read your mind with your life. I hear you. You're fine. I love you. I'm going to eat with you, too. I started saving money. A fellow sitting right over there, I think, made up around $2,000 on that new car. And little churches, I don't know how they ever found out that I was to have a new car. They sent me money. I put $9,000 in $100 bills in a fruit jar in the cellar. I didn't write nobody for a new car, tell nobody I wanted a new car. Watch the Lord work. I went over to Bauman Buick at Chickasha and ordered a brand new Buick car and wholesaled my old wore out car. And when that car come in, I went up with my fruit jar full of money to the bank to have them count it for me. And the girl, you know how they can count. I mean, they can count it. And she went counting that, and I said, God, give me a new car. She said, what? Didn't know God was in the car business, but He is, son. Yeah, I can tell you stories about them cars. He's in it. Real estate business, too. I know some real estate that moved for people. It was God. I tell you, it was God. But she counted it, said, what'd you say, mister? I said, God has given me a new car. I said, did you ever hear of God giving anybody a car? Said, I never in the world ever heard of it. Said, I didn't know. She said, mister, I can't count this money. She said, I just can't count it. Well, I said, I'll get on the way. So I went to Richard, the first vice president's office. Richard, I said, God's given me a new car. Well, L.D. said, that's good. If you need to borrow any money, don't let us know. I said, you do not understand. We're not loaning or borrowing now. God's given me a new car. The last check that was handed to me on that was blank. Isn't that trust in you? We've got trustworthy people. You think they're all crooks? They're not. This old boy just signed it and said, now, you buy the tag, tax, and title and fill it in. Well, I could have filled it in and run off to Africa. But I didn't. Would you believe, when I went over to that Church of Christ elder that owned that motor company and bought that car, that there's a rebate was retroactive back past the time I placed the order for $500, and I saved hundreds of dollars more on it. And he said, L.D., I'm not making hardly any money. I had it cut to the bone to start with, and I have to stand good for part of that rebate, and that takes about everything I was making on that car off. I said, you're lying to me? No, I said, ain't LD, I'm telling you the truth. Well, I said, here's an extra $100 on it then. Now, a deal's a deal, LD. I made a deal. I'm making a deal too. I believe in getting a bargain. I don't want to be skint. But if you're like, leveling with me, I don't want you to starve either and not make no money. You know, as a Church of Christ fella down there, thanks them holy rollers, is a pretty good outfit. I don't believe I had a dollar and a half left when that deal was closed out, but on my car. You can't fool God. He knew what he was keeping books on me on that car. That money come from all over the country, but I didn't have a dollar and a half left when I got that car bought. I don't know why I told you all that. That's not preaching the gospel, son. I hear you. I know it ain't. But just lately, a little girl got an $1,127 plane ticket, but just seeking God. Just seeking God. What? You know what I'm going to preach on tonight? It's not a great big text at all. I got every bit wrote down on this little piece of paper. I hate to be ignorant. I didn't know what in the world Neil is talking about for ever so long today. I just backed him because I loved him.
Amen, Neil.
He come through them notches. I said, I was again on myself. I said, I wasn't for him either. That was a great message, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He sure pulled a long train for a long time, though, didn't he? You know where to get on and get off, did you? I knew what he was talking about, except I couldn't understand what that word meant when he said it. That wasn't his fault. I'm the ignorant one. It wasn't him. That was a good message. We're here to have a camp meeting. Let's have it. We just had one over Bristol. Ben just got preached one time. Give him $835 for one message. I thought that's pretty good for one message. We couldn't have nobody. One man preached one day. I mean, that day one man's all got to preach. Folks is hungry. You know what's the matter with them Democrats and Republicans and what else? They're stirred up over what they see on the horizon. And anybody can't see it now don't have spiritual eyesight at all. If you can't see a new covenant, a one world order.
Listen now.
Right.
If you can't see a beast coming up out of that with one currency and one program, we're right now at the threshold for where we're at. We better have camp meeting.
We better have camp meeting.
Get in while you can. We're going to preach on only God can fix it. And let God fix it. He knew you would be here with that problem. He is a specialist at this fixing it business. I am not. B's washing machine went out. I tore it all to pieces. Gonna fix it. I hate to tell you. Put it all back together and pull the lines off the back and clean those little strings out. That is all that's wrong with it. Boy down home didn't know how to fix nothing, but he could tear everything up. We got a lot like that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to preach on let God fix it. You apologize till you give out, and that didn't fix it. You've asked forgiveness till you're sore throat and nearly over it, and that ain't fixed it yet. But God can fix it.
God can do it.
I dare you to really give him a chance at it. He knows how to fix that. In Psalms 57, chapter 7, verse, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. You get that fixed if you let God. He knows how to fix that. I'm ashamed. I won't tell it often and don't. I cursed by accident and on purpose because I had two kinds of Indian, part Irish and the devil in me. Out of control. One night at 838 Southeast 29th Street, old Crooked Tooth Moore bowed his head, never before had he done it. Cried till the tears went off the end of my ears. Took me three nights to get saved.
Come on, Brother Morris.
Got it fixed.
Don't ask how. Just come and trust. I've never had a cuss fit from that day to this. Only thing that threatened to spell me for school for was fighting. I couldn't whoop anything hardly, but I was hot-headed. Ain't had a good fight. I've had a chance or two and kind of time or two thought maybe ought to, but I didn't. Started when I was young, you know. Let God fix it. You into it? I know you're into it. With her. And with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you can go to all the courts you want to and listen to all the psychiatrists and psychologists you want to and let them blame your grandpa and your grandma and your daddy and your mama. I'm going to put it on you and tell you to let God fix it for you. Quit that trying to blame somebody. Big old grown men. Well, your problem happened when you was a boy at home and grandpa slapped you for slopping the hogs. That's what you're... Well, I ain't got a thing in the world to do with it.
Preach it.
I may step over into the realms of the educated son, pray ferociously for him, because I know that what the world's doing is not fixing it, Bob. You went up to Alley that night when I was over in this country. Never would cry, said only babies cried. You cried that night, didn't you? God fixed it, didn't you?
Amen.
Can't keep from cussing. I couldn't either, but I'm going to tell you, you can get that fixed. Shame on the devil anyhow. Break a man of everything he's got. Send him to every hospital. Put him in penal institution. Dry him out. Do everything in the world and come back just like he was when he left. Well, I said, I prayed. Prayed? You did? Long as you did last time? Shame on you. Wouldn't call it praying. You'd stand at the foot of a tree and listen to a coon dog bark longer than that. Amen, you would now. God help us. Who's fooling anybody? You don't reading folks can't get things fixed, Horton. They don't really get down to the bedrock with it. Glory be to God. You know that old boy used to come over here from the valley. I can't think of his name right now, but he's the one that climbed halfway up the mountain, crawled in that cave during the night, pray for his big old boy. His boy used to come here, some big old tall boy. You'd think of him in Davenport. He'd pray at the foot of the mountain, pray halfway up the mountain. If he couldn't get through, he'd go clear to the top of it and prayed through.
Yeah.
You used to be able to tell when folks prayed through.
Yes, sir.
Fix my heart and I'll live right down here in this world. Fix my heart and I'll live right down here in this world. Fix my tongue and I'll talk right down here in this world. Fix my tongue and I'll talk right down here. Make you spit white and talk right. Get fixed. Make the doctor wonder what's happened to you. Hold still, let me listen. Smooth as a sewing machine. What happened to you? Fluttering and flopping and missing last time you was here. I had folks pray for me. I don't like folks to knock the liver out of people trying to pray for them, give them a headache, slap them in the sore back to being prayed for, and make it hurt all the way home. Now, I don't believe in that. But I do believe in the power of God. I'm telling you, it'll get a hold of a man sometime and shake him like the wind blows a tree.
Come on now.
I've seen people prayed for had back trouble. When God got through with them, everybody in the church knows you didn't have no back trouble no more. Has your old brothers prayed through yet, son? He's still going. Had seven brothers in the church up there at Hamlet, Dayton, Ohio, the other night. Him, this boy and his other brother, and the five more. Isn't that right? Seven of them all told. Had them all on altar. Some of them stunk like this pickle. Did you know it? God can fix a man. You don't mean that old boy running there used to whoop his wife, yeah? We had one down where I live. Every time they had revival, his wife weighed about 130. He'd grab her up and run around the inside the building with her. I looked out of order, you know. How many of y'all run around the inside the building? Sure, why? No. You don't. I don't either. Run clear around the inside the building with his wife. Folks didn't know. Said, what in the world's going on?
He's the one that come in slobbery drunk. 2 or 3 in the morning after chasing him old coonhound. Make her get out of bed and build a fire in that wood stove while they slobbered and tried to eat and drunk and could not eat. She had cooked for him. Everybody said I'd leave him. I'd have told her that probably. Been out of order. But that's what she did. I said, you better off living in the corner of the house by yourself. I'd have been out of order. Of course, she stayed. Bless my heart, she stayed and prayed till God Almighty got a hold of that outlaw. He come down that aisle and prayed through, and God fixed him. That's the reason he'd pick her up every time his revival hit around the inside the church. That it wasn't for her, I went to hell. It wasn't for her, I died lost. Tell you what I'd do, boy. I know you got it. Don't tell me you ain't here. You're here without no problem. You don't all have them, but some of you sitting right there. I'm not worried about whether you profess religion or not. I'm meeting a big bunch of religious folks ain't fixed at all. Can't have a Sunday school election for them out there having a fight. Glory to God. Vote 15 times on 15 different men to pastor the church. My God, help. We need to get God to fix some things for us and get a hold of Him so we know what we're doing. Fixed. God wants to fix that for you, and He knows how to fix that. We used to have travelers traveling through Oklahoma. This. Menders and fixers. Ralph Cox had a leaking cook vessel. They'd patch that thing for you. Sharpen the scissors. It's fix it, men.
Yeah.
Fix it for you. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. Let me have a hold of that thing. Tinkers, we call them. Travel through the country. What do you got busted or broke? I mean, you're living like y'all have down in Alabama. He said, we'll fix it for you. Woo, he fixed you, didn't he? Lord God. Quit singing the blues and go to singing the joyful songs. Fix your singing for you.
Yeah.
Fix your home for you. You hear me? Fix your home for you. Amen? Amen? Let's talk a little more about it. I might talk about an hour and a half on. The other night I preached an hour and 53 minutes on a subject. And nobody left. He's all wondering what I was up to. I just told him to be patient. I had a few more dozen verses I had to read before I quit. Aren't you glad I can run like that? You can get fixed now. Here is this old boy from you come to Oklahoma and got stuck. God can fix a man, can't He? He may live away north where Enos Dean did, where they said, close the door and throw the ball, Brother Moore. You ready to go home? I said, it ain't home, Enos. It ain't home, it's home. He said, it's home up here. And I said, well, God can fix folks that says home and get sin out of their heart. So they won't have a heart attack. Now don't tell me we ain't got some things don't need to be fixed now, brother. Us. A good prayer meeting would fix a lot of things. That old man that died down yonder in Alabama, they love to hear him pray so over there at the hospital till them nurses still talk about it. What's his name, Neil? That old man there that passed away, you remember, it's like me, you're blanking out on it, but his dad lived there with you for a year and his son preaches over there and his grandson's out of preaching. You'll think of him, man. Malone, that's it. Water peddling Malone, danced in them tennis shoes, running the camp meeting.
Yes, sir.
Got in the hospital and the nurses come in waiting on him, go out, start in the door, and uh-oh, they said, listen to him. My God, he said, bless them nurses that coming in here every morning and helping me out and bringing me this stuff to eat. Bless them girls and give them good health and encourage them in their home to raise their children in the fear of God. Bless them doctors that have been so good and kind to me. And bless me. They still talk about that man's prayer. God can fix you so you can pray the power down.
Woo! Woo!
Just touch you and the power of God come on you. I ain't talking about wildfire and fanaticism. I'm talking about what's happened in this church ever since God's had a church.
He wants to fix it, Ralph. You know the reason folks can't get something fixed, they won't turn it over to the fixer. I know a boy down home had car trouble running up there to Shade Tree Mechanic. Don't know a thing in the world about electronic system, nothing. Cost $175. Battery's good when it went in. Had to put a new one in before they got out with the car. Burnt the battery up, but he charged it for it. It's all fixed. It wasn't fixed, Charlene. Problem is, we didn't have anybody hold of it to know how to fix it. And a lot of folks, if they can't fix it, they'll tear it up where it looks like they ain't nobody can. What we need is a man with a set of tools that knows how to use them, come in and fix this for us. Amen? Glory to God. What is your problem? What is it that God can't do for you? You such a hard head and such a hard heart that He can't save you? You know, people tell me, say, I prayed, Brother Moore, but I couldn't get saved. I don't believe none of that stuff. I wasn't sent to preach that. I don't even preach that. That ain't what I sent to preach.
That's right.
Nothing like that. Go ye into all the world. Don't wait for them to ask you, Brent. If God's called you to go, go! Whether they ask you or not. They didn't nobody ask me to come. They didn't me either. I took my old flat top box and went out on a street corner. Went out and preached a bit of rain. Would you listen, good people, now to what I've got to say? We've been living in a mighty evil day, and it seems that men won't hear the word of the Lord. Yeah, right on the street I've done that. Got a big crowd. Wasn't trying to. God got the drunkard there. He got the harlot there.
Come on now.
He got people that was lost there. He fixed them. Fixed them. David, I'm going to have to preach a little. Just talking now, I'm going to start preaching here in just a few more minutes. But you're here, and the Lord knows you'd come to this camp meeting. You can leave here like they've left ours in Oklahoma a lot of years, a lot of them. On the way home, say, God fixed it for me.
God fixed it for me. God fixed it for me. Come on now.
You got the tobacco habit? I had it so bad I'd swear off one kind and go on another in 30 minutes. Bull Durham stinking his stuff here. God have mercy. It's like whiskey. It's pitiful. Tastes awful. Devil lies to people. It don't taste good. Smells bad and tastes bad. Get the old crow. 15 years old. My God have mercy. I don't like to drink water. It sat in the water bucket when I was a boy 3 days. Let alone 15 years. The devil's lied to us. God can fix it. I can't quit it. You started it, didn't you? You wasn't doing it before you started, was you? Well, now God can fix it. Things that I used to do, I don't do no more. Things that I used to do. I throw that old snipe down and go get me some half and half. Prince Albert. You know what I mean. Lucky Strike. Camels. All that stuff. I couldn't quit it. You know what I'm preaching on? God can fix it. Had a lot of scriptures on it, but I can't get to them yet. God can you, son. I don't care what it is. I don't care how thick it gets and how hard it gets. You stay with God, He can fix it. One night He fixed it. I never even bought no more Bull Durham. Never bought no more of it. Had the last of it. He's been after me ever since trying to get me back on that. He's even got camels looking like men now, making faces like humans trying to get me back on camels. I just laugh at him. I'm not saying you can buy your way into heaven, but if you just put a few dollars in for all them hundreds and hundreds you spent for tobacco, you might help God have an oath to fix it for you. Amen. Tight wads in the world. Give hundreds and millions of dollars every year to booze industry, billions. Won't give nothing to God. Get you off that stuff. Break you from it. Never have to drink anymore. Well, man, you ought to borrow a hundred and give it. Amen. I'm serious. Glory to God. You got loose, didn't you? Have mercy. I'm sorry I cursed back to it on purpose. That's what it was. I'm sorry. I don't tell it often. Curse by accident. Well, the only reason I said you here and you say, oh, you preach, you just religious. No,
I beg your pardon, sir. We weren't raised religious. Rather the other way. I'm ashamed of it. I'm the one who sold that oil out of that drum. I sold 10, 20, 30, and 40 weight oil out of the same drum. I sold it from 10 cents to 30 cents a quart out of the same drum. I bought it for 18 cents a gallon. I could sell two quarts and clear my money.
You say, you got any 30 weight bulk oil? Yeah, right here in this drum. How much is it? 30 cents? Give me two quarts. And if I drained your oil out of your car, it's pretty good looking to pour it in there. That wasn't straight, was it, David? That still ain't straight, is it? People lying, misrepresenting things, it's still crooked, ain't it? Amen? God fix that line, you know. You can stop that line. Woo! Love the Lord with all my heart. Where you been 45 days? I'm trying to get my garden out. Well, you ain't going to get none in, I'll tell you that. You lay out of church 45 days, raise a garden, you ain't going to get no garden. Amen. If you do, God will frown on it. You lose half the stuff you can. Can't hardly eat it when you get it out. Conviction hits you. Amen. You know what? I'm preaching, don't kneel. Let God fix it. Why don't y'all turn loose and let God work on your physical frame a little? He might help your heart. Might help your legs. My legs have been trying to go to sleep on me, and I think it's just wisdom to run in the Spirit and try to wake them up when they try to go to sleep on me. Let God work on me.
Let God work on
me. If I felt like it, I'd run hard. Let God fix it. Your tongue is as long as Vince told that woman hers was. She said, had trouble with her tongue. They got a 14-foot altar here set to see if you can get your tongue on it. I met her sister, I believe. If it ain't you, don't try to get mad. It'll make me think it is. I'm serious with you. God wants to fix something for you tonight. Fix it. Some folks sleep the first sound sleep they've had in a long while if they just let God fix that. I had to give up. I had to surrender. Had to tell it like it is. Had to go to Ed Grangie and say, I'm the one who stole the chewing gum out of your car. Not you, Lester. We thought you was a wonderful boy. That's just what they thought. But when I went to pray, my Heavenly Father said, you go tell Ed Grangie that you stole that gum. Well, that's as big as a Cadillac. That's the biggest plug of gum I ever seen. I like to never. I thought every speech in the world I'd tell him. All I could do, though, is just tell him I stole it. Mr. Grandjean, yes, Lester. He's a Nazarene, said, I stole that gum. He had a cover hold your car. Lester, you didn't, yeah. I said, I did. But then I was just about to bawl, you know. That's the only way God can fix old hard-hearted people sometimes. Break them up. That'd make that old son-in-law your smile from ear to ear nearly. If you tears would run down your face and you grab him and apologize to him and tell him you loved him, he'd go home so happy he wouldn't know what to do with himself. He would. It wouldn't be like the devil says it is. It won't work. It will work.
It will work.
Ed said, well, Lester, I said, I got to praying. And that's about as far as I can get, and I'm sorry. Don't worry about it, son. That's all right. The gum's yours. It's good you're praying. I got saved, and the devil said, if you quit selling that oil for Pete Miller in that station, you quit telling folks you've got 10 weight oil, and they ask for 10 cent oil, you say, oh, it's an awful mighty cheap oil you want, but I've got it here. I'll tell it to you. 10 cents a quart. And that crooked. Ooh, when I got saved, devil made that big. You know, you won't let God get a hold of your bank account. That's what them Republicans and Democrats need to do up there that's got lawyer's degrees and been to college and can't count. Well, we just didn't know how to keep our balance. We need to throw them everyone out. Yeah. Throw them everyone out. I don't care what the name is. Hallelujah!
All right, Al.
Got it fixed. God can help you. Give you grace to go fix it. I'd go halfway tonight if I needed to and get that fixed.
get that fixed. God can fix it. Why don't you let God fix it? Amen? All it would take. Oh, stubborn, hard spirit. I will not ask forgiveness. It's their place. Did you do anything? Well, yeah, but they done worse than I did. Well, now we're not worrying about what they done. We're working on what you done. You ever sang that song, Forgive Me, Lord, and Try Me One More Time? You ever sang it? I'll be your dear Lord if you'll be mine. If I've fallen, if I've sinned, let me rise and try again. Forgive me, Lord, and try me one more time. Why don't you let God fix it for you? Quit giving excuses. You know what? I've prayed till I give out for some folks. I've had folks try to get the Holy Ghost and I don't know what all through the years. And pray as some folks for months and come to find out if they had went and done what they knowed to do, correct what they knowed to correct, and let God help them fix what they need to fix, they'd had it a long time ago. We had one old boy wore out four pastors seeking the Holy Ghost. I could name them to you. Wore four pastors, and they didn't stay 6 months a year. Neil, they stayed for years, and I was one of them, and I stayed nine. I went to Fort Worth, Texas, and preached on God in the whirlwind. That's what he spoke to Job out of. That's the reason some folks can't hear from God. They don't like a whirlwind. You got to have a good storm before you can hear from the Lord sometime. And he spoke to Job out of the midst of whirlwind. Well, I got down there and preached and looked back in the aisle after 9 years, and them other three poor pastors wore out, and there's old Gorilla, arms long as a gorilla's, out in the middle of the hall. I love him. He knows if he was here, I'd call his name because I love him. I married him. Why? That old arm would come out. Look, that's the reason some of these poor idiots think we come from Gorilla just because we got long arms like some of them. Looks like there'd be one halfway in between the transition somewhere. If we come from them, we'd be on about half eight. I know old folks act like it, but about half ape and half man somewhere, surely. How come we quit coming from them if that's where we come from? And how come they quit making gorillas and didn't all turn into men? I just got a bunch of questions about that stuff. But here he come, his old knuckles nearly dragging the floor, and up in the air of that and it's going, round the air of this and it's going. And somebody said, what that's got to do with it? I don't know what it's got to do with it, but let God do it. Here he come. You may have been there. I don't know, Ralph. Was you there at the meeting? We all may have been at that meeting. Them aren't. They went to try to help him. I said, no, boy, just let him alone. I said, he's out in the spirit. Everybody got close to him. It's dangerous. God was fixing him. He flopped him a time or two, flopped him up close to the front, and spoke right through him. The Holy Ghost did. You don't have to practice it. You don't have to say, glory, 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 glory. No, you do not. That's all we've got to stop it. I hope y'all pray because I may unfix a few things here. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm thoroughly disgusted with some tongues and interpretation. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. And if that ain't it, leave it alone. I'm not putting on to fool nobody. Holy Ghost came in as a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared on them cloven tongues like the fire, and it set up on each of them. A lot of folk trying to outdo each other. Outperform each other. Uh-huh. Outact each other. That's drive good. The power of God out of the meeting. Let's get it right. Let's wait on it. I tell you, God baptized that old boy with the Holy Ghost. I mean, after wearing out four pastors, God fixed him.
Sister Pete Truesdale said, I'll never get the Holy Ghost if I have to be flat on my back to get it. I wish you'd guess how she is fixed when she got it.
Just as decent as any woman walking. But that's where she is at. I can fix it, you know it.
Yes, sir.
He can do it. I'm going to try to go back to the Bible with it. I know you want me to preach a long, long time. I hate to do it, but since you want me to, I'll try to accommodate you here on it. My heart is fixed.
Yeah.
My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Oh, nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you can take a lost sinner
Make him good as new. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Fix a broken heart, Lord. Nobody but you. The only one can do it. My heart's fixed, and we're going to have a song service. Yeah. We're fixing to sing, sure enough. Thank God. They're going to sing an earth vibrator. Glory to God. My heart's fixed. And I went to sing. Woo! Awake up, my glory. Awake, palestrine harp. I myself will awake early. I'm going to get up early. Early in the morning. You could hear him. Well, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, little David. Shepherd boy, killed a lion, leap for joy. Little David, play on your... I'm going to get up early. Tell my old harp, wake up, harp. We're going to work on you. We're going to play you. My heart's fixed. Ain't like it used to be. Terry, did you leave your guitar home or did you bring it? Oh, that's it. God bless you. He can fix a coal miner. He don't cuss when he works on a job. He don't curse when he gets home. He don't beat his wife. He don't hide his jug in the garage no more. Fix him. Have you said amen one time, Brent, while I'm trying to preach? You better, I ain't going to say amen when you try to preach if you don't say amen. Did you hear Ralph Cox get a double amen on where he's preaching? The old boy said a double amen on that amen, amen. After a while, Ralph preached a little higher and he said a triple amen on that amen, amen, amen. Did he do it, Ralph? My heart's fixed. There's old Cox. Nearly died four or five times or more. It's a wonder God hadn't a wife to out and kill him. He sure didn't need him to preach. He didn't have to have us, Ralph. He fixed us, didn't he? Your brother here, where is he at? Raise your hand, Ralph Cox's brother. Bill. Bill, raise your hand. I ain't going to...
Over there.
Where?
Over there. All the way to the right.
To my right?
Yeah.
There you are, Bill. Stand up over there, Bill. Let's see what Ralph Cox's brother looks like. Get up over there, Bill, from Oklahoma. Are you glad he's here?
Yeah.
That's Ralph Cox's brother right there. His little mama's the one that fell on the porch and almost broke her hip. Weighed about 100 pounds. She fixed me with that prayer as well as her hip. She said, Brother Moore, I said, oh God, let it be as though it had never been. Never prayed enough, but I've prayed that 100 times since then, Ralph. I've been in a far, great God, I've been into it.
Yeah.
And I said, God, let it be as though it had never been. Turn this thing wrong side out. Put the devil to shame. Work a wonder and I'll run and shout. Woo! I've heard better preaching, but I ain't felt no better in my life for trying to preach and can't think of nothing to say hard. But God can fix it. I hear you. You got trouble with your temper? Oh, man, yeah, I know about that. Old boy got saved and I chewed his mule's ear nearly completely off. I mean, that's getting mad, ain't it? Plowing an old... Y'all ever plow mules in this country? Plowing a mule, the thing balking wouldn't mind him. He got so mad, Otis got it by the ear, and around it like an animal. I could chew his ear, plumb all the bloody old air just barely hanging. When Otis got through. But you know God fixed Otis one night. He's the one run that moonshine steel down at OK, Oklahoma. Police come out, and sheriff had 45 hanging on there, 56, whatever it was. Yeah, I forget which one it was now. 38 maybe. Otis jumped on his horse, started through the trees. Otis, he said, I'll shoot you. Shot on each side of him trying to scare. You couldn't scare Otis. Only way to do Otis, shoot him. He let him go. Otis come in one evening. Mama's in the front room. Otis started open the door. Mama said, oh God, I don't know where Otis is at. But where Otis, wherever he's at, deal with Otis. Speak to Otis's heart. Bring Otis to prayer. That God, Otis. That one God hold us. 300 pounds. Prayed through the old time religion. Went back to sheriff, walked in the door, and the sheriff went for his gun when Otis walked in. What's happened to you? Said I got saved. Take a big old hard hearted man, whoop a grizzly bear nearly and just break him up for as humble as a mouse. Yeah, he said, what's the matter with you, Otis? You got in that religion? Yes, sir, said us. He said, charge to dismiss, Otis, stay with it, son. Best thing, he couldn't handle Otis. He never had been able to handle Otis.
Nobody but God could fix on us. I dare you with sincerity to try it tonight. I mean, don't come down and see if you can look up down. If you're going to outlast us, if that's the way, get up. We'll get down there and get wore out and hurting all the worse than anywhere else and look up and down the altar to see if we'll get up that far. You're ashamed to get up because you think we'll be bad. I'd have shouted long ago if you'd have got up. Get up! Get down here and get in the bind, can't get in the horse. Stand up! Walk around, go back and sit down if you want to. But don't quit! Let God help you. Whew. Anybody here ever been healed of any kind of heart trouble? Raise your hand, anybody. Wait, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can count 12. There's Neil. You say, preach like he does and slim as he is, he'd kill him if God wasn't with him. Slim as he is and preach as hard as he does, if God hadn't healed his heart, he'd kill him. He'd kill him. I've seen him preach and stomp and dance and holler and preach for an hour and then throw the office Alabama dancing spell I've never ever seen. I've seen him do it. You know what that is a lot of times? Just a witness that God fixed it. About 15 hands went up that God had healed them of heart trouble. How many here has got heart trouble? You've got heart trouble tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, probably 10 or 12 here, probably at least, has got heart trouble. As that many raised a hand and said, God had healed them of heart trouble. Amen? He knows how to fix it. I had a friend in the hospital, high blood. They couldn't handle it with nothing. High blood. Oh, way high. Way over 100 on the bottom. Way up 180, 90 on top. Just kept staying up. They couldn't handle it. They gave them pills. They tried everything. Preacher walked down the hall. Oh, I know this happened. I know it happened. And spirit beat him. Have you ever been to that preacher, man? I have. I've been a lot of high. I've walked a lot of high. I went to a black man's room the other day. I said, you believe in God? Yes, I sure enough believe in God. I want to pray for you. Yes, sir. Whatever you do, is pray for me. I liked it. They ain't all acted like that. One of them told me, wasn't a black man, get out. I got out. He walked in that room where that woman with that high blood was. Spirit led him in there. Said, ma'am, said, do you mind if I ask you what's wrong with you? He knew better. But Spirit asked him to. You don't always ask. So they've got high blood and they can't handle it. Can't do nothing with it. They tried, tried. Can't do nothing. You mind if I pray for you? No, no, no. Said, I'd be glad. That's what I need. Somebody. Did you know he prayed for her? Doctor come up round this little while on his round, checked her, and he said, nurse, what's happened to this woman? What do you mean, what's happened? Her blood pressure's normal. I fought this for days. Has anybody been in here? Yes, yeah, said who? Said a preacher man. Sure enough, he said. God fixed it. Did you know there's folks that's had high blood? God fixed that for them 25 years ago and they ain't had it since. Amen. Oh, I know, Brother Moore. You know folks that's got it. They ain't, well, yeah, but we're working on it. See? We're working. Well, did you know that Uncle Mac was 85 when he took down in Oklahoma to die? At 85, that's pretty old, ain't it? His brother come in the room and his children. Daddy said, let's get you a doctor. He said, children, I haven't had a doctor for 40 years. Didn't get saved, his way up down 40. He said, why spoil a good thing? I'm an old man. Let me die. He said, I'm 85. There ain't no use having nobody fool with me. I'm nearly gone, so let me go. They walked out of the room. And the Spirit come to him and said, I've added to your life 15 years. You ever read that in the Bible? I did. God told Hezekiah in a message from on high, set your house in order. It is written, you must die. He turned to the wall weeping. See that king in tears. God heard his prayer, remembered him, and gave him 15 years. God can hand him years out like that. Amen. Hand him years out. You hadn't heard of a late one? Well, I'm telling you one. Stillwell, Oklahoma. Mac O'Neill.
Jumped out of bed, healed with the power of God at 85 years old. Danced all around the room, healed all of a sudden. God fixed whatever that is. He adjusted it.
fix his voltage regulator. At 96 years of age, you pick beans all day and walk 6 miles. You ever pick any beans? Yes, I see. I just soon pull the whole stalk up and let them all get ripe and haul the stalks in myself. I've tried it. Pick beans all day at 96 years of age and walk 6 miles to town. He was nearly 100 when Dick Rogers drove up to the foot of the mountain. They said he's grubbing out a pine stump. You ever rub any stumps out? That's rough stuff. Nearly 100 years old, grubbing a stump out up on the side of the mountain. Ralph, I'll try to do better tomorrow night. You old horse, don't take me a dime till I beat this. Not a dime. Not a dime till I beat this. Dick Rogers. You knew Dick Rogers? Dick Rogers at the foot of the mountain. Uncle Mac, he said, don't say a word. He said, God's told me you've come to get me to go help you pray for that sick woman who lives around the other side of the mountain. He said, I'll be right down. That's in contact, wasn't it? And that's what he'd come for, and he never did tell him. He told him. God gave him a 2-year bone sentence. At 102, he died. His children was all there in a little graveyard behind the church. He said, don't let the undertaker touch me. Let nobody fool with me. Wash my body. Put my new suit on me. Put me in my casket and bury me behind the church. They didn't embalm Uncle Mac. They didn't do it, Ralph. They didn't embalm him. Well, I'm getting so old I can't hardly get to church. Can you set up at the lake all night of fishing? Is you the one that goes to California every year a couple times to see your children? Are you the one who walks all over town because you ain't got nothing else to do? That ain't going to stand up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Won't you let God fix on you just a little? You don't want what you've got, do you? You want to keep it? You'll get it then. You'll get to keep it. Amen. Oh, I hope I don't rub nobody tonight, but I had a church where there's a person always, don't forget my sore leg. And so it rides as long as it's still sore, but if you get prayed for about 150 times and it gets better, don't request prayer for it for a while. Huh? I used to have a church where there's a certain person wants to be prayed for every time you prayed for sick. Had to think up what was wrong with them sometimes. But they just enjoyed being prayed for. Remember my, that's my back. Don't forget my stomach. My stomach, that's what it is. We're not putting on show. We don't just pray for folks so we can have somebody to pray over. I went to a meeting where there's a man holding me, and I'm going to tell you his color. I'm Indian, he wasn't, but every night he prayed for the sick. I was going to be in this only meeting he had going on, and I'd carry my Model A Ford over there. That's the one that leaked on her side. I never did fix it. We went to that meeting, and before we prayed for sick, he'd put an orange robe on one night, bathrobe over his tie, coat, suit, and all. He'd put an orange, big, bright orange robe. And then he'd go into that hocus-pocus-diddly-idocus business. When he got that on, he was a whiz. Nobody could help him pray for the sick. Nobody. It was his own thing. And he'd get them sitting there, start that hocus-pocus-diddly-idocus, come into focus business. I never seen a man go through such a razzmatazz. He finally would touch him. And when he touched him, invariably, woo! One of them, they said, died one night. I was there. She didn't die while I was there. But the next night, they said, this sister over here died last night, and I raised her from the dead with the power of God. That ought to be worth something to you in the offering. Get my bottle of oil. Sells for $1 a bottle. I've secret mixture. God told me not to tell what's in it. God knows I wouldn't pour it on me. I don't tell what in it. He sold it every night. Now, I'm just telling you, today we're in. Reading God can't fix a lot of things. It's folks is such put on until God can't get through that and it can happen. It's not the preacher or the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord. I'm the one that needs fixing. Turn it loose on me and help me. God will help you. We got so much put on and stuff, you know. Had a church and a fella got sick real often. Lived right behind the church.
I've left my text, Ralph. If you don't take it from me, go ahead. It'll be in order, probably. But his wife said, pray for my husband. He's sick this morning. Just live right behind the church. He's sick too much not to be dead. And so I waited. She got home, and I run in behind her real fast, knocked on the door, and had it locked. And I heard a great rustling going on the porch just inside the door before we went to the kitchen. There's a porch out there. I heard a great bunch of noise. Finally, they opened the door and went in. He was laying in the bed there on the porch. I had a bed out there, too, covered drip around his neck. I said, where are you hurting, buddy? Right down here. I just pulled the cover down, had his shirt, belt, trousers, and all on. He jumped in quick, you know. You ain't going to get nothing fixed like that. Amen. I'd have been in Sunday school, but I hurt real bad. You're going to be hurting that while. You're going to squeal like a pig under a gate, and you're going to want God to fix it. And you lied so much to God, He ain't going to even help you for a while. He'll whoop you. I'd give if I had it. You mean you didn't want to take it out of your $40,000 savings is what you mean. You did have it, you liar. You're going to go to hell for that if you don't quit it. You quit lying to God. If you don't give your money, that's your money. I ain't after it. I ain't asking for it. I don't want it. But don't you say I'm busted. When every kid in the house is kin to your nose, they're going to get $10,000 when you die. Have mercy. I'm preaching on let God fix it. And God knows how to fix it. Brother Moore, you're going to cover the whole thing. Going to get every bit of it I can so I can preach on something else tomorrow night. Let God fix it. Woo! Prayed to give out for an old grandma. She's old. Prayed for days and days trying to get her well. Her brother that was lost walked into her bed and said, you fix that before you die. Don't you die and leave this world, sister, and not fix that crooked business about that land, and you know very well what I'm talking about. Don't you die with that on you. Fix that before you die. You know some things like that too, don't you? Well, no wonder we couldn't get no victory. You hear about that old boy, old Falk, I believe it was Falk, praying for the Holy Ghost down there, and snuff rolled out, snuff in his pocket, a can of snuff. He'd say, let her roll! Let her roll! Finally got the victory and asked him, and it happened. Got through, said, what do you mean by let her roll? Oh, I said, I had that snuff can in my pocket. Every little bit something come by, I said, it's going to roll out on the floor. Let her roll, he said. You pastored him.
I pastored him.
That's what he done. That's what he told me. All right. But you don't want to wait and get something fixed. You say, let it roll.
Let it roll.
Don't let it happen to you like did that old boy's wife got in the spirit and found a card in his billfold, had his girlfriend's number on it. Amen. Amen. She used to dance in the spirit. He is honored as a snake. If they're honoring, I always thought to us. And he liked to play the fiddle, like my friend over there. And she got dancing in the spirit one day and said, well, I'll play a little turkey in the stall for you while you dance. She was shouting and dancing. Yeah, I pastored him. Brother Moore, you tell the truth, well, if I know it. Well, you know that, though, don't you? I wouldn't have said what I have if I wouldn't. He got his old fiddle out, started that, did it happen? Well, sure, pastored him. He's the same one who played sick in the bed that time. Wife, he said, pray. My arm's hung. Said, I can't even move it. It's hung. I know his name. His arm got hung while he's trying to pay a turkey in the stall to his wife dancing in the spirit. And I knew him well. He never done it no more. She asked God to help him, and God told the lock off of him. He moved it. Thank the Lord. Anytime she danced at that, he said, dance in the spirit, wife, honey. Obey the Lord.
Come on.
Called a woman down home. I can't even read all these scriptures. Too many of them. I've got so many in them. Oh, I've got an awful bunch of them here. Here, look at them. Look at them. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. Trusting in the Lord. You ain't afraid of everything you hear. Amen. You be like that old mountain boy lived up here, and I love him. One of them talking to nothing. I listen to him. I love him. One of them said, "Doesn't say they're laying off over yonder at that coal mine." He said, "They ain't laying off where you're at, are they?" "Why, no." He said, "They ain't." "Well," said, "you ain't got nothing to worry about then, have you?" "Well, no." He said, "Come think of it, ain't." That's the end of that conversation. I heard that. I like that. Amen.
Trusting in the Lord. His heart's fixed. Trusting in the Lord. I hear the price of coal's going down. I hear they're going to shut them all down. You keep hearing that, your heart will get unfixed and you won't trust in the Lord.
Amen.
His heart is fixed. Trusting in the Lord. God is able, if you'll trust in Him, He'll help you. And you can sing unto the Lord. And you can praise the Lord. And you can honor the Lord. I want to show you another scripture in Isaiah 1:18. God said, "Come now, right now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." He can fix it. "Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Hand your car thief to the worst thief in town. God fix him so you can trust him anywhere with your car. Wouldn't steal money if it's laying on the seat beside him.
That's right.
Fixed.
That's right.
Fixed.
That's right.
You want to get fixed tonight? What is your problem? We're covering the whole field. We're covering the whole field. My heart is fixed. God wants to fix it for you. You don't let him work on it? Brother Moore, you don't know what shape I'm in. Yeah, you couldn't be no worse than some of them we've prayed for. I've reached one man, killed seven men. Listen, you know what God does? He saves the murderer and the murdered, and to meet in His heaven and clasp glad hands together. That's fixing to Him. He saves the murderer and the murdered. Amen. Cry to God while a man's killing them. Pray to God for mercy while he's beating them to death. God save them. And that old murderer stagger in a meeting somewhere, get under conviction, and God save him. They meet in heaven together. The woman has left her husband, and the man has left his wife. On the dying bed, cry to this God that's a fixer. Save them. Meet in the glory world. Both of them saved. Get saved before they leave the world. Amen. The little child murdered by a child killer. Brutal killing. Little baby go to the glory world. And that man bow his knees and ask God to fix him. God save him. Meet in heaven that baby.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Ain't that God for you? He wants to fix it for you tonight. This is the last scripture I'll use. I do thank you for your attention. It's early. We got time to seek the Lord. You want God to fix something for you? Will you shell the corn down for him? Not the preacher or the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need. How do you get healed? How did people get what they say they've got? They're just a human like you are. There's a way.
There's a way.
There's a way.
Come on, brother.
Get God to fix it. Here's what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. They had never had an anointed preacher in there before. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Only God can do it. Only God can heal a broken heart. I've wept with them. I've cried with them. I've prayed with them. Only God can fix it. Broken hearts. We have them everywhere. Are you a sinner tonight? You want to get saved? I had a little girl get saved at Fort Smith, Arkansas, weighed every about a 65, 70 pound, eat up with the TB, and while she lay on her deathbed, she said, "Preacher," I was a young man, she said, "I quit doing anything I thought there's any wrong. I thought maybe it'd be wrong in makeup, I quit wearing it. I thought there'd be wrong in other things she mentioned, I quit them all." She said, "I quit everything I can quit, and I'm still a sinner. I'm not saved." I don't get you saved. No, that's not what saved. No, it's not anything you do. It's what He did. It's not anything you quit. That ain't what gets you saved. No way. Let's not take the glory away from God. Say, "I quit more tobacco and God saved me." No, He. I mean, it's good you quit, but I mean, He saves
Only He saves. I knelt down beside her bed with some more people, and we prayed, and I heard a weak voice while we were praying. She had been at this for weeks and weeks and couldn't get religion, couldn't get old-time religion. I heard a weak voice saying, "I see now. I see now. I see now." Her sister ran in, a healthy woman, about 20-year-old. She fell on her knees beside the bed. "What is it you see, sis?" "I see the light. I'm saved at this moment. God has saved me. Finally, I've become a Christian. I have forgiveness for my sins. I'm redeemed. I'm saved." The sister got saved. In 3 days, the little lady went on to the glory world. Will you stand tonight, will you please? And I want to ask everyone that has something they want God to fix for them to come down here at this altar. And if you're a sinner, will you follow? Maybe you're a sinner and you'll lead the way. You're a backslider. You want God to fix it for you? He's able to fix it. What is it you need the Lord to fix? He's a specialist. He knows just how to fix it. Will you come? Whatever your problem, let's sincerely give Him a chance. Let's put it in His hand tonight. Come. Will you come? You're a sinner. You're a backslider. You're a Christian. You're a grandpa or grandma. You're a son or daughter. You're a young man. You're a young lady. There's something you need the Lord to fix for you. Don't be ashamed. We won't tell everybody. I don't know. If I didn't know, I wouldn't tell it. But come on. I felt the Lord impress me a few days ago in Oklahoma. You preach the first time you preach in that tabernacle on, let God fix it. God can fix it. You don't have to tell the whole world, but you come open-hearted and sincere and give up and let God work on that. He's fixed a million cases harder than yours. Harder than yours. Others, sinners, backsliders, needy people, come on. Come on. What do you need? What do you need God to fix for you? He's a great fixer. Will you come? All right. While let's sing a verse maybe. Others, will you come?
Will you come?
Come on. You need God to fix it. Come on. Let Him work on it. He'll work on it. I know what I'm saying. It works, children. It's nothing deceiving about it. God fixes things for people. God can fix it for you tonight, right here. He knows how. He knows how to fix it. He knows how to fix it. He knows how to fix it. Come on, children. Let's pray with these folks that wants God to help them in this camp meeting. God knows what they need. Come and help them, will you? Come on, everybody. Let's
come
fix the Lord.
Coming home, never.